No, it adds the pound for you. You don't have to send it.
Okay. It encoded that code with a pound sign, so I guess it did it.
88770. Operation failed. 88770. Operation failed. Parrot. Ding. Parrot.
Send it a DTMF to 61 a star, a backslash star.
Pink online. Whiskey 4 November. Yankee Kilo slash Romeo 61. Repeater. The time is 5:51 p.m. Press 0 number sign for help.
What you wanted?
Yeah, that's working. But I can't get the other functions to work. Not yet. I was trying to get the other functions to work.
Dave.
Working on the repeater, Al. Landon, if it's not identifying, we might ought to put the other one back in place.
Agreed. If we can't leave it not doing the short ident, and, you know, either one, or we won't be meeting the requirements. So unless you have any other ideas on something you want me to try, that might be the only option.
I was trying some other options, but I wasn't getting any results from it. It's because it's mixing with the Echolink. Echolink's interpreting the commands that I'm trying to send only to the repeater.
So that makes it not understand the right commands then, I guess?
Yeah, some make it through and some don't. The ones that get gobbled up by Echolink don't make it through. So then the only thing that remainder is what gets through, echoed in DTMF. And then that's just confusing to the repeater. It doesn't know what to do with it.
Well, if there's something that you want me to try local, I can do that.
You did a grep for you know, ignore case for error on SVX link log, and you only had two?
That one again, and see, when I did it before, the only errors that came back were from yesterday. So, this one was just a dash I, all lowercase ERR, and when I run that one, they're all dated the 28th. But now we have one from the 29th at 1742 that just says write error, log file reopened.
Okay, that's not an issue. You might go to do a CD to go back home. Just CD enter takes you back home to your home directory and CD down into that serial com directory and do a /serial tab complete for /0. /AE dot, and that'll tell you the serial number of the transmitter, and then do that with the, instead of a zero, do with a one, /serial, tab complete, 1AE dot, and that should be the serial number of the second one, and then the same thing with a two, so 0, 1, and 2, and see if it actually loaded those USB drivers up in the right order.
I don't have the serial com in under the home directory on mine.
I thought I put that over there. Okay, CD to tilde Watson underscore D slash serial com. And a /serial com /0 AE dot.
Say it one more time.
/serial com /0 AE dot alpha echo dot.
So I heard you say AE twice, AE dot, and then alpha echo. Oh, is that the letters or the words?
No, I was just using the phonetics of the alpha and the echo, just one time, AE dot.
But, it says error in opening the USB device with the serial port right. Says it was USB 0, error setting attribute 41, 45, and 0D.
Okay, sounds like the USB on the reboot didn't line up with transmitter receiver linking radio. It lined up in some kind of a different order.
Probably because of the hub, right?
Yeah, you could turn all three of them off and hold the blue button down until they turn off on the hub. and then go to the one that's the on the end. One of them ends with another USB after it. Go to the opposite end of that, the one that starts with the USB plug-in, and turn it on, and then give it like 5 seconds to load that driver into zero, and then turn the second one on, give it like 5 seconds to load that into one, and then turn the third one on, and give it like 5 seconds to load that one in.
Okay, I'm going to turn all three of them off. Do I need to cycle power on the hub itself, or not?
No, you don't need to.
Okay, turning the first one on, and I'll just wait, and then I'll turn the other two on after waiting in between each one. Stand by. They're all back on now. I redid the 0AE, and that time I got the response. It's the 10516. I don't have my notes here on which one that is to confirm, but you probably know.
So the first one should be a Bravo, the second one should be an Alpha, and the third one should be a Bravo. And the last three digits on the first one and the last one, the first one's number is lower, the last three digits of the serial number is lower than the third one.
Fortunately, I can see the sticker on the transmit radio, so I verified that one. So zero is now transmit. I verified that with the actual number. Let me do number one here. Number one's an A serial number, and number two is, oh, well, number two should, of course, not give me a response because we still have it turned off.
Well, now that you have that one disabled with the 9988770, you sent it that DTMF, yeah, and it took it. You can turn it back on because I think having that off is messing us up.
Radio back on. KG4 WNP.
You'll have to turn the squelch setting up. The squelch is too low. The squelch on the link radio is really, really low.
The noise, and that was about 4 or 5 bars on the signal meter on the link radio.
Yeah, you need to turn the squelch on the link radio up till that stops.
I'll just do that with the knob, or do I need to send it commands?
You can do it with the knob for now. You can turn it wide open for now, because it's not wide open meaning full clockwise, not counterclockwise.
I think it was full counterclockwise, which is probably the issue. So it's back on now, full clockwise. Signal's still there, but not breaking the squelch.
And you should be able to get its serial number.
And I did. It's the second B serial number. So I'd say that your serial are aligned again, KG4 WNP.
So now we just wait till 10 after, and it should identify itself because you've got it back to what it understands. It has control of over all three radios. One of them has been set to do not disturb, and that's okay. You can be left that way for days, and it shouldn't bother it. But I think just turning it off might be an issue. We can wait 8 minutes, and if it identifies, then it should be fine.
Like a plan. I'm going to get a snack while we're waiting 8 minutes. KG4 WNP.
I'm going to run downstairs and refresh my water, W4DJW.
Here you get back, WD40YH.